Mr. President, Governor Johnson, 02191.
Who?
Governor Johnson, Paul Johnson.
Hold it, just a minute.
Thank you. Governor, we apologize for keeping you waiting. The president will be here in a moment. Thank you.
I've had him twice. You're going to get mad. Hello?
President.
Hello?
President.
Yes?
Hello?
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Glad to hear you.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but it wasn't so very important.
Let me get this darn thing off. Just 1 second. I'll be right back.
Called a special session of our legislature has passed 10 bills taken off of the statute books. These requirements that had been on for 135 years.
Yeah, I know that. I think that'll be helpful.
I had the fight of my life.
Yep.
But I have coming up on the 17th here the vote on these three constitutional amendments. And this announcement is going to break my back. I'm going to turn this thing over to the radical and lawless crowd that is important. And I'll fight me on this constitutional amendment. I called General Castle back and asked him if he possibly could try to move this thing off till the 18th, or at least until after this vote had been taken up the people of the state. And we tried to do everything on earth as possible, but to get in line, the promise we have now are necessary. They're even lower than what the federal law requires.
Now, why does the federal thing hurt you then?
Well, it hurts you.
I got a long wire from John Stennis where he says substantially what you say, and I've just read his wire very carefully, and I thought, I've been in a meeting here with this Ghana man that's raising hell going to Hanoi, and I just got out of that, and I thought I'd call John back, and then I thought I'd also call General Katzen back, but I want to talk to you before I talk to any of them.
Actually, the way that it hurts, we think that we have got this Amendment 1 in the vote on the state. But the Ku Klux Klan and the Citizens Council and the AWR and a lot of the law students crowd, and they are all stirring the thing up, and they are giving us a pretty much of a run for our money. And they are might defeat this thing by these fired registrars coming into the state right now. They would wait till after the 17th and vote, and nothing of them happened.
You think that by their coming in and seeing a mass registration, that might incite the other crowd and make the prejudice run deeper?
Yes, much deeper. And all they've got to do then is to say, well, that's just exactly what we've intended. And all the time, and this fellow Johnson, not a thing in the world but a backbiter, and should never have passed a bill. Play right into the hands of this other crowd. I feel like there's a reasonable request. One of the counties that they send the registrar into, our own registrars are registering Negroes, 100 Negroes a day, Adams County, Natchez. And they're registering them down there just as fast as they come to the courthouse under our new laws.
Well, I guess that is based on the record, not on what they're doing. I would imagine. I don't know, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll
go down and check this thing a good while back.
Yeah, I know that. I'll know what I'll do, Paul. I'll call John and get his story. He's told me in a wire, and then I'll call the Attorney General and ask him to look in over the weekend. I'll ask him to call you after he can make a study on Natchez and the rest of it, and talk to you before he does anything. I'll be glad to. Thank you, my friend. Sorry I delayed to get to you, but you. Well, I've been a little this week, but. I appreciate you calling me, and you call me anytime that anything can be done here.
It'll only be when it's
I know, well, you just do it anytime, Paul. I'm glad to hear from you always.